No? Okay. And today we have one item before us, Senate Bill 306, Board of Game Regulations. And we have three people online, Greg Rizicka in Bethel, Scott Ogan of Palmer, and Mr. Kevin Saxby of the Department of Law. And if we could have Ms. Sharon Long step forward.
Do you want me to get that to someone?
I was gonna.
Okay, Karen, okay.
Stand by.
And while Sharon is stepping forward, this essentially empowers our Fish and Game Department in the process of managing game. It makes game an asset, which is a good thing. We spend millions of dollars with a professional staff of wildlife managers in our state. It's important to us because we know about the number of hunting licenses, the game harvesting, how important it is for people for consumption. We have a huge industry of guiding out-of-state hunters, if you will, and it's a large part of, number one, our persona, number two, our economy, and then when you overlay tourists on top of that, I mean, it just kind of goes over the top because there's so many people that come to Alaska just to see a big game animal. Most don't see wolves. Those that see a moose are happy. They see a sheep, they're happier, and every once in a while they see a goat. And if they go out west someplace, or maybe to the north, they might see a caribou. And Sharon, are you ready?
Yes. Good morning, Chairman and Senators. My name is Sharon Long. I'm staff to Senator Huggins. For those of us who live in Alaska, one of the wonders we enjoy is our wildlife. Our state biologists are charged with the challenging job of managing this resource, and today the constitutional mandate for abundance management has been and continues to be a high priority and a high profile in our state. The efforts of the Board of Game and the wildlife biologists are not always popular when protecting our most valuable renewable resources. Wild game represents many things to many people, be it commercial guiding, hunting, or simply viewing wildlife. Alaska is unique, and every Alaskan and visitor enjoys the gift of this resource. The problem that we face is that we have not allowed our Board of Game to manage the resource and allocate it for what it actually is, an asset. Senate Bill 306 will accomplish that by inserting those important words into statute. The language makes it clear to others that it is our asset and we will manage for abundance, as promised in the Alaska Constitution. Your support for this is urged, and we have legal counsel online to answer any questions you may have.
Yeah, any questions for Sharon or comments? Hearing none, we will go to Mr. Kevin Saxby of Department of Law. Kevin, can you hear me okay? Hello, Mr. Saxby?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, if you can hear me, could you, did you hear what Sharon had to say and what we've discussed thus far in the committee?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, could you give us any words of wisdom on the background and how this emanated?
I can. I think you might get some of that from Mr. Ogan as well. My understanding is that the original sponsor of this bill on the House side wanted to make a clear statement in the law about the nature of the action that the Board of Game takes when it regulates. In the hopes that would provide some guidance to the public and the lieutenant governor in the future when initiatives, wildlife-related initiatives, are filed. And this is that statement. It is in our view, it's a pretty clear statement that just like fish, game are assets, and that when regulations are being developed about those assets, those regulations amount to allocations or appropriations of those assets.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Saxby. And now we'll go to Mr. Scott Ogan of Sportsman for Fish and Wildlife. And Mr. Ogan, are you there?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee.
Yeah, welcome, Scott. And we're going to limit testimony this morning to 2 minutes based on time.
I'll make it quick. What this bill does not do is change any way, in any way, the existing laws on initiatives. But what the bill will do is return control of Alaska's game management to the preferential use of Alaskans, by Alaskans, for Alaskans, without outside special interest influence, exactly as prescribed in our Constitution. Mr. Chairman, I'm here. I need to say my disclaimer. I'm here as an individual on my own time, but I work in the bureaucracy, and our game policies, as what's happening these days, is that the fishing department is weather-vaned 180 degrees every 2 years, and they have to scramble to make up a whole new policy, and our game populations are absolutely crashing. So we've got to get this bill goes a long way to codify Alaska Supreme Court case law to help us manage our resources better.
Yeah, good. Thank you very much, Scott. And are there questions or comments for Mr. Ogun? Seeing none, next we will go to Bethel, to Mr. Greg Rozicka. Greg, are you there?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman.
Good morning. If you put yourself on the record and whom you're affiliated, we'd be proud to hear from you.
Chairman, Greg Rozicka, I live in Bethel. I work with the Director for the Natural Resource Program for the Tribal Council. I've spent the last 20 years dealing with resource management issues local, state, regional, national, international levels. As a member of the Board of Game for two sentences during the 90s, served of course as chairman. And I'm here today to just urge your ongoing support of this. This is an issue that we've long dealt with as far as the initiatives go, and we struggled a little bit with it on taking that possibility of initiatives away that people may want to perhaps use in the future, but it just becomes too important when it comes to the wildlife. And West Alaska has been the major victim and actually suffered by far the greatest harmful consequences we see from those previous 96 and 2000 initiatives, and actually that's been reflected in resolutions from Bristol Bay Native Association, Association of Village Council Presidents, Canada Chiefs, and also passed on through the Alaska Federation of Natives for the last 9 years running. There was one specifically, I think, in 2005 that specifically spoke to not supporting the initiative process in our wildlife management. And as a disclosure, this is one place where, you know, we really have we address that urban-rural divide. I'd like to talk about where we have an issue of mutual benefit that I think really worth pursuing. And I can't think of wildlife anywhere in my 20s is dealing with the bureaucracy that kind of the benefit of rural Alaska. I guess I just leave it with when you have folks that get up and speak against it. Essentially, with these initiatives coming, I'd like to keep this analogy. It's secondhand smoke. There's been a secondhand smoke for our most populations for the last 15 years, and we hope we can turn this a little so far to turn that around. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much, Mr. Rozicka. Are there questions or comments to Mr. Rozicka? Yeah, again, thank you, Greg, and I would bring to the attention of committee members that you have a letter from the Association of Village Council Presidents Administration dated April the 10th on the same subject. It kind of goes along the lines that Greg's testimony did. Okay, we've heard from Mr. Saxby, the two people online. Are there questions or comments from members?
I have a question, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I apologize for being late. Some of the comments that I've heard on this bill are that it potentially blocks people's ability to have issues decided on an initiative. Is that true?
Are you asking me that?
I'm asking whoever may be online. Mr. Saxby.
Yeah. I think maybe the Attorney General can answer that. This is
yes, Mr. Saxby, please.
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Did you hear the question from Senator Wilikowski?
Yes, I did.
Yes, could you address it?
I believe that the intent of the sponsors of this bill and the House bill was to make a statement that the Lieutenant Governor will be able to take into account when deciding whether some kinds of initiatives should go on the ballot. So I believe it was intended to affect some of the initiatives.
Has there been any discussion with legislative legal about whether or not a state statute can limit a constitutional right to bring things on an initiative?
There has been a fair amount of discussion with legislative legal counsel on this bill. I don't remember that specific topic coming up.
Okay, other questions or comments from committee members? Okay. Do I have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I would move.
Yes.
Never mind.
Yeah, stand by. We're taking committee action.
Mr. Chairman, I would move as Senate Bill 306 from committee with individual recommendations.
Is there objections? Seeing none, 306 will move from committee with individual recommendations and a attached fiscal note, zero fiscal note. We're adjourned.